Now, Claws as a platform, as a software web service for connecting contracts to software systems, enables a wide variety of functionality. So what I'm doing right now is sort of jumping at the end, and I'll work back to explain all this. Just sort of see like where we're going, what's the point of all this. Well, the point of all this is really to take the paper documents in these large binders, not just put them in an electronic repository or format like a PDF, but even take that PDF or Word document and really supercharge it by connecting it to the much broader world of enterprise software, the internet, essentially, what's called web services. So if you use Google Calendar, that's called a web service because it's software, but it exists on the web. And that's significant because you don't have to download that type of software. Web services are also called software as a service. And it gets updated on the company side, so you don't have to update it. But it also provides a wide range of connectability or connections between those different types of web services or software systems, so you can connect your Google Mail to your Gmail to your Google Calendar. That's kind of obvious, right? But when it comes to the more general idea is that with web services or what's called APIs, application programming interfaces, they allow all types of software to be connected to each other. So Google Maps, right? If you look up restaurants or wherever you like to go on Yelp, and you see embedded in the website of Yelp, those restaurants listed on the street, but you see them listed in Google Maps software, right? So Yelp didn't go and recreate Google Maps. It just connects to it, just like Google Calendar connects to Gmail. The idea here, coming back to contracts, is, well, we can take the same idea of connecting software together if we make contracts, a type of software to begin with, a software platform. That's what Claws does.